This one's for the radio.
What?
For the radio.
Which one?
For the radio.
What the Asorah and the Siyonis are. Akeda is certainly one of them. Lech Lecha is certainly one of them. After that, it gets a little confusing which things are Nefshach in the minion of the Asorah and the Siyonis. That's Pshat in that Mishnah. There are Rishonim that say that the Akeda was the last Nesoyim, most of the Rishonim. But there is the Mahalath that know that the Nesoyim of having to search for a Kavura for Sora is, or Misa Sora Lei, that she was Nifta because of the Besura of the Akeda, or both, is also an Nesoyim. Of a Ken Zayin, Abad was a Nesoyin. Of a Ken Zayin, it's not Nichshav in the minion of the Asorah Nesoyinis. Because the whole type of this Nesoyin, it's a Nesoyin, not the Nesoyinis. The Hoser Sotan Milfadeinu Me'acharenu is the Pshat, that sometimes the Sotan comes after you already did a Gevaldik Avoida and you were Metzliach and you were Nes'ale, comes the Sotan and makes you a Machsheves Charoto, or Machsheves Gaiva. He comes Me'acharenu when he comes to checking you. That's the Nesoyin, not the Nesoyin. Kenzain, it's not from the minion of the Nesoyinus like most Rishonis, but it's the Nesoyin Gufa of the fact that after the Akedah, that it's Kamat Parcha Nishmasa, that the Kamat Zoe Nishchata, that it's Parcha Nishmasa, that's Oichet and Nesoyin for Avraham Avinu. The Maista, Avraham Avinu was Oimed in the Nesoyin, and he was able to do the Akedah. Sora wasn't Oimed in the Nesoyin, they talk about it from a Farshan. The Pashta is because it wasn't her Nesoyin. The Eberster gives a person a Koich to Baishtan and Zayin Nesoyin. It was a Nesoyin for Avram. It wasn't Sarah's Nesoyin. And that depends on why it's Nekuda. State Vayiyu, the Balaturim said Vayiyu is 37. Because Be'emes, this was her 37 good years that she was living after she had a son. After she had Yitzchak. And that's why it's like a Shnei Chayi Sarah. Her life can be broken into two. The Tula 90 years. And then again, we know when she was in Nesbasa that she's going to have Yitzchak, she became again young. And then it was another Vayiyu, Nochamo, more Chayesor. That's Shnei, two sets of lives. Shnei Chayesor. The Pasuk says separately though, Me'ya Shona, Esrim Shona, Sheva Shona, Rashi says, famous Rashi, Baskuf ke Baschof lechait, Ma Baschof lechoto. Because it's not a Basoinshin, Av Baskuf lechoto, and Ma Baschof ke Bazayin leyoifi. The Mepharshim asked, why is Rashi saying that the Shpitz of Yoifi is a Zayin? Ken Zayin Yoifi is more by Baschof. Baschof ki Bas Zayin le Yoifi. And Oichit. Baskuk ki Baschof lo Oinshin. In Olam Hazeh, the Oinshin is from Bas Yudvei, from a 12-year-old, not 20. And the Mepharshim asked this, and some changed the Girsa. It's the famous Mahalah from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav brings the Gemara in Yevamos. That's Samach Dalet. That Sora was an islandess, and it was a pella that she bechal gave birth. She was the etzem an islandess, albeit teva, she wasn't supposed to be my Zokti Briskerov, an islandess, the Gemara says, has simoni kiur. There are certain simonim that come to an islandess after seven already that she starts getting kiur. And they're saying, even though she was an islandess, she was like a bazayin leyoiki, like a bazayin of islandess, ugliness. Mechor. Similarly, an islandess doesn't become a gedoyla at 12. Because an islandess doesn't see simoni godless, and she becomes a gedoyla at 20. So that's the dictum rav that it's kabaskuf, kibaschof is oichet, based on both halakim of the word. The Mishnah ends up with islands. The Medrash Rabba at the beginning of the parasha over here brings Rabbi Kiva was Yoshev a Doirish, and he saw that the tzibur was misnamnein. Bikesh Lo'erun, he wanted to get them up. Omar, so he said, Ma Rosa Esther, that she was Zoycha to be Moilach on 127 Medinas, Sheva the Esther with Meir Medinas. Esther was Zoycha, the Meir of Esther with Sheva Medinas, and the Schus of Sori made. So what's the Shaykhus? So, Posh Pshat, if you see the Oilam is Fashluchim in the middle of a Shir, a Vorta Megillus Esther will always make the cut. That's Efshir of Pshat. But the Maisa, Ken Zayn, the Chassam Soiker says of Pshat, that we know the Gemara says in Shabbos that take tests when Yitzchok Avinu was trying to convince the Rabbi Shlomo to be Mavatar on Klai, so even they did Averis, he says until 20 they don't deserve Einstein. From 20 to 70, 11 to 50 years. 25 is night, they're sleeping anyway. You left with 25. I'll take half, you'll take half. Pal Galgi, Pal Galefa. Tomorrow. But they bring out from here that the chat is that the regular average Joe maybe doesn't have his nights full. Or the Emes is a person that comes with his full Avoida is Yom and Leilas. Sora, Avraham Avinu said the hesped of Sora was the parak of Eishes Chayil, as they state in the Medrash. But talking about Laila, Sora also had Laila. She had full, her 127 years were full, Sai by Yoim and Sai by Laila. And that's why Esther was like 227 Medinas, compared to the 127 years of Sora. Had she not been by talking about Laila, it would have only been half. You only have the days without the nights. Rabbi Kiva sees Oilam is Farshlofen at night time, so Pikesh Lo'ayra, no, Medath Lernan by Toks and by Nacht. If it would only have been by days, you would only have half. Why was Esther's Zoycha to the full 127? Because Sora was the full 127. So another shot that sometimes people are misyayish already from the Golas, from all the Shverkaiten of the Golas. And the Eibishter is saying, and Reb Kiva's brush was, that you can see from Esther that Esther was in the Schus of the Imoy. Because even if at the end of the Golas, it's not so positive, Schus Ovois Tamo. Obeschus imois loy tama. Gvaldi ka koyach of the imois. Koyach of the imois of the shloisha. Hela arba. Obeschus imois arba. Sorry, Rick Rochale. The koyach of the imois is the koyach of the baishan. And that's what the keeper was saying. It's so interesting. Shah, Sora lived 127 years. And Avraham Avinu was 175. But Avraham Avinu was hikar as bairoi. The Rambam brings at 48. Which left him from the time he was Hikar as Bairi also 127. It's Meshach Shaychi, the 127 of Avram and Sarah. I saw it brought down because the Gemara says in Baba Batra that from Nun Ches that Rabbana was Mitzayin Ma'artha. He was being Mitzayin where all the Ma'aris were, and he brought Ma'aris and Mafela. And it says he saw that Avram and Sarah were together there in Ma'aris and Mafela. So I saw it brought down this far because they were Shavah. Avram and Sarah were Shavah. They wouldn't be Shavah, they can't be in the same place. They were Shavah, they were both 127. Avram Avinu was also 127. With the cheshbon that he started at 48. And we said already the hesped that Avram said was by the sort of Koisa. That means it says there's a small cuff by the Bechi. It could be because Avram Avinu wanted to bring out this point that he shouldn't be Hasar Satan Ulfanega Macharena, that he's mischarad on the Akedah because of this happened. So he made only a small amount of Bechi. But the Medrash says that the hesped was the parak of Eishes Chayil. And the Medrash Tanchuma Darshins, Dorsha Tzemer U'Pishtim. Dorsha Tzemer U'Pishtim is Yitzchak and Yishmael. And that the Eibishter said that you can't put Tzemer and Pishtim together. It's interesting, Mashal, because in Shabbos, Tzemer and Pishtim, it's not that one is bad and one is good. It's you can't have the two of them together. Basar and Cholam, each one alone is good. Tzadam. But the Medrash is bringing out of here, Tzemer and Pishtim, one is Yitzchak, one is Yishmael. And that you can't mix them together. It's Shabbos to mix them together. Yitzchak represents Ruchnius, Torah, Kedusha. Yishmael represents all the Anderedachim in the veil. You're not supposed to mix the two together. Even if you mix it a little bit, it's already Shabbos. Darsha Tzemer U'Pishtim Zeh Yitzchak Yishmael. And that's where, when was he Meshabech Sarah on that? Because Sarah was the one that gave him the advice to send Hagar away. And Avram was saying that in the Hesped, that you learned that message. That Mishnah Sarayim. Yitzchak is Yitzchak and Yishmaelizim is Yishmaelizim. The Mishnah Shtarayim. You keep them separate. They have here the sugya of Ma'oras HaMachpelah. Ma'oras HaMachpelah, I still brought down on this forum. It's Kethel Hay. Ma'oras HaMachpelah is a mokum of in Chevron. It's the mokum HaChibur between Oilam Hazah and Oilam Hava. The Oilamas were created with Hay, the Ois Hay. And this Ma'ara is a kefil of hay. Because it's be'etem, the mokoyim, with there's a lot of things like that, that there's a chibur between two different inyonim. The chibur of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is by this mokoyim, by the Ma'ara Samachtela. It's not the chinam that it's there. And I saw brought down, they're called Yeshene Chevron. The MS is most Mason, if you give us a darga, the neshama has aliyahs more and more, and it goes up, and maybe there's still a somes and a guf there, but the aliyah goes up to Shemayim. There's a bazundere more of a chibur that the kvurim in Ma'aras HaMakpela are still there. The Yeshene Chevron, they're there. And the reason they're there is because it's Taka Elyon, it's Mechubur, it's Ma'aras HaMakpela, it's Ketel Hay, it's a chibur between Eretz Yisrael and Gan Eden. It's a chibur between Olam HaElyon and Olam HaTachton. The Yalta brings, the Kliyaka brings it over here that the Emes, this place had four names. Kiryat Arba, Chevroin, it also was called Mamre, and Eshkoil. But the Kliyaka says, why is it only stressed that it's called Kiryat Arba and Chevroin? He says, because there are four ifan of how a person could die. Mamre represents a person dies because of his Avera, Mamrim, because of Avera, he's made the Chetoy. Eshkoil is that someone dies because of other people's chaton. It's not, it's both, but people are nifas pechet acherim. Lo me eshkal shneichen. Kiryat Arba is already when a person dies, not as chet, but a person we know is made out of four basic markivim, ofer, esh, mayim, and ruach. And death is when the four markivim get separated. Kiryat Arba, you separate the four. And then there's misas neshika, which is the hefta madrega, which is chevroin, which is a chibur between the neshama and the Rabbi Neshlam Tzri. By Sora Avad, if anything, it's only shy of Kiryas Arba and Chevron, not the under its vein Mises. That's why we stress those names. And Avram Avinu has to meet up with Ephraim. It's interesting, Avram Avinu was Zoychet in Aras HaMachpelah because he ran after the Bokar to make a Su'uda for the Hachnosis Orchim of the Shloisha Malachim. And in that schus, when he ran after the Bokar, he ran after, and finally the Bokar ran into Ma'aras HaMakpela, and he caught it over there. I wasn't sure. Avraham Avinu's midah was always the Sachnosis Archim. Is that what he did every time? That he always went running and made the Shoimis Shalchardo for any person that came? And the reason why it's unique and singled out here is because it was after the Mila, and it was in Mesiras Nefesh. What is a Bezundara Hanhoga that he had over here? I wanted, he thought they were simple people, but I'm not sure, but there was a Bezundara. If he asks us to Achnas Orchim this time, and that's Chus, he's like to see the Ma'aras HaMakpela, and he buys it from Ephraim. Ephraim is a lashon of Ofar, and Bnei Ches are a lashon of Tachas, of underneath, lower people. They didn't know what was here. They don't realize it's a Mokim Chibur. And Avram Avinu was, that's why the Pasuk says it's Vayal, it goes up now, because Avram Avinu was being Mailed. By then it was Taka Nidriga art. They didn't see beyond that. Avram Avinu was a Chus. And he gets to see it. And he's going to buy it from Ephraim. The emes is, it's not fear, it's not a mekach, if Ephraim knows really what's there. The Moir de Gazata, Rechaim HaKadosh says that Avraham Avinu gave him kesef mole, certain kinds of matbeis. Rechaim HaKadosh says, he says he did kinyan chalipin. The derech kalam made matbeis loy nasa chalipin. But this is a matbeis that's oivel asoicher, and it's good for kinyan chalipin also. As Dr. Rechaim, he had it with chalipin, because if it would be with kesef, Ephraim would come afterwards with a taina. It's not, it was a no. It wasn't the right price. This thing is worth much more. You knew what it was, Avram. So therefore we did it with Khalifan. Khalifan is a filu. It is not, doesn't have to be Shabbat b'Shabbat. It's a pelikah. The whole Sugyan Kedushim, Nandel, Kicha, Kicha, Mizdei Ephraim. We know that Kinyan Kesef. There's the Sugyan of Gimel, the Khalifan not. Khalifan not. Ashvera or Chaim HaKadosh. Rabbi Dubar on this planter from the Rechaim, he says, Bedavki was Khalifan. The Baal HaTurim says that Ephraim is without a vav. And he says Ephraim without a vav is 400. That's the 400 that he wants to take. But he's without a vav. A vav is chibur. A vav is when a person also knows and realizes to connect with other people, to connect with the Rabbanu Shloim, to connect to Chevron, meaning to understand that there's a musad of chibur. Ephraim doesn't have that vav of chibur. He doesn't have that. He has the 400. That's all. That's not the Arvamei. He doesn't have anything else. He doesn't have the vav. He's Ephraim without a vav. Kulei the Arba'am Yoyis Shekel Kesef. Ephraim is the same gematria as Ayin Ra. And on the other hand, he tells Avram, this is vertical. He says, Ar v'mei shekel kesef v'ni l'vein chamani. So v'ni l'vein chamid, because the middle letter of Avram is Reish, and the middle letter of Ephraim is Reish. So v'ni l'veincha, whatever's in between me and you, is 400. Reish of me, Reish of you. It's remes north. So they have your Rishak with Atariah. And Avram tells him, Ephraim tells him, Nesi'el ekim atav v'seichenu. So I saw the haflo in front of the office. He says, what's the Shaq of Atari? He tells him, Nesi'el ekim. The MS, Avram Avinu was worried that maybe Ephraim is going to say, maybe he has to sell it to the Bar Mitzvah. Because then you have to sell it first to the Bar Mitzvah. Maybe Avram doesn't have a right. So the MS is, Avram was coming and saying, Ger v'toshev anoichi imachim, I'm the Bar Mitzvah. This is my place anyways. So come near us Bar Mitzvah anyway. Don't make shtick with the Bar Mitzvah. So Ephraim, that no, anyways, Nesi'el ekim atav. By Melech, there's no din of Bar Mitzvah. He was being nice. He's saying, "I'll smell it oichet so come tach." That there's no problem of Bar Mitzvah. Then as I saw, the Aruch Haim says a different reason. Why did Avraham Avinu do the whole mechir of the maimed, the whole anshei ear with the whole bnei ches? It says bnei ches 10 times over here. Ganzel seder at Torah is because it shouldn't be a time of Bar Mitzvah. When you do it the maimed kol anshei ear, there's no problem of Bar Mitzvah. That was the shakel latari that's going over here. Thus is the sugya from Morris Amachpela and Kfura Sorah. Say Vaiter, Agantha Sugya, we have the Ptir of Sorah, but in the same parish of Chai Sorah, we go Vaiter. Zuchin Yeshidach, Rizka gets the neshama of Sorah, and now we're Zuchin Yeshidach. Ba'avram Zuchin Boba Yomim, Vashem Berech at Avram Bakoil. What's Bakoil? So we spoke the other week. Bakoil is that Avram Avinu was Oymid and Tunis Yonis of Lech Lecha. The Nesayin of Lech Lecha, it says Lech Lecha, and then again by the Akedah, it says Lech Lecha. The Medrash compares the two. This was one process of Beis Kol. Kol is the letters of Lech. Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu was Zoicha, that he was Zoicha Bakoil, he was Oymen in both Nesayinus of Lech Lecha. But the Gemara says in Baba Basra that Bakoil means that he was Zoicha to see Oymen Haba, he was Mace. It says on the three of it, Bakoil Mikol Kol, that he was Zoicha. Bakoil Mikol Kol. But the Gemara then continues, there's many pshat in what it means Bakoil. The first basics. What's the connection over here? Avraham Avinu, Beirach Hashem, Hashem was Beirach Avraham Bakoil, and Mevela now he's looking for a Shidduch. What's the connection? How do you learn up the Hemshech Hapsuk? So the most Pashup Shah I saw, the Orchaim HaKadosh, he says, Avraham Avinu has everything. He has everything. Beirach Hashem, Avraham Bakoil. Or Beirachon is Ainikol. Thus on it. Avraham Bakoil, how to house? If he doesn't have an Ainikol. Zuchti, Zuchti Shidduch. The Rashbam says also, Avraham Hapshat, the darker, the Rashbam, Hashem Beirach Avraham Bakoil. So we're looking for a shidduch now. You want to give the information, the resume. Hashem Be'erach is Avram Bakoil. He has everything. Oishel Gdula B'Kavit B'Makam Echad. So Mezuch Tashidduch. Mezuch. The Gemara don't know about the actions under his achim. The Gemara says, what does it mean? Hashem Be'erach is Avram Bakoil. Rav Meir Oimer Shaloi Hayaloi Bas. Interesting. An expression of Bakoil that he didn't have a daughter. A daughter is because the Tachgel. You don't have it. But Hashem Be'erach is Avram Bakoil. Shaloi Hayaloi Bas. Rav Yehuda Oimer Pumfaker Shehoyeloi Bas, and the Gemara even adds his daughter's name was Bakoil. Then it should have said Frekte Ibn Ezra Hashem Beirach Hasavrom Bibakoil. Right, her name wasn't Koil, her name was Bakoil. Hashem Beirach Hasavrom Bibakoil. But that's the machlokes, either he did have a daughter or he didn't have a daughter. The Gemara then continues other pshatim. Rashi then brings a different pshat. Bakoil is gematria ben Hashem Beirach Hasavrom Bakoil, but he has a son. He has a son. He's looking for a shiloh for the son. Hashem Beirach Hasavrom Bakoil. Bakoil is a son. So how was a shayla? Rav Meir says that Hashem Beirach is Avram Bakoil. Bakoil means he didn't have a daughter. Okay, we set up shot. What that means? What's the shaykes that he doesn't have a daughter? To the Kehemshech. We're trying to look the Hemshech. Beirach Hashem Avram Bakoil. Meir Lazuch Tashid. What's the connection? Hashem Beirach is Avram Bakoil. He doesn't have a daughter. Defar Zuch Tashid. So I was talking shot. Beirach Hapshat. If Avram Avinu had a daughter, then he wouldn't have to Zuch Tashid for Yitzchok. Yitzchok could marry that daughter. Yitzchak could marry the daughter. If he has a daughter, Yitzchak could marry him. He doesn't have a daughter! So he can't! He has to look for a ship. So the oilam is asked, how can he marry his sister? So I don't know, like this. The next man, the Yomer says, Hashem Berach Avram Bakoil, that he did have a daughter. Fret Toysvis and Baba Basra! Why are you looking for a ship for Yitzchak? Why doesn't he just marry the daughter? Toysvis Berach the cash. Zok Toysvis! Two Terutzim. Either she was too young, his daughter, or she was the daughter of Hagar. And he didn't want to make a shidduch with daughter of Hagar. Of a statement, if he would have had a daughter that was a little older, and that was not a daughter of Hagar, that was yet not a shidduch with that daughter. There's statement, Tyson. So that's the pasuk. Hashem bared as Avram Bakoil that he didn't have a daughter. Well, they got happy with made a shidduch with her. Now he didn't have. Now the mice is interesting. He's telling me he didn't make a shidduch with this daughter because she was too young. She was too young. Rivka was only 3. Well, so she was 2. The emes is though Tosis l'shitasei Tosis in 5 places, and Yevamis in 3 places, then in Baba Basra and in Daskenim. Tosis learned that Rivka was 14, not 3. Machlokes is Rashi Tosis. Come on, coins. Shita's Tosis is that Rivka was 14. I was like, hey, this daughter that he has is less, too young, couldn't make a shidduch with her. Rivka was already 14. Tosis l'shitasei. Tosis, when there was other places, learned that Rivka was 14. Could answer that she was too young. Also, I once had a different shot. What's wrong if she's too young? What is? Gemara says in Kedushi, you're not allowed to marry off your daughter. She's a ketana. So if Avram is the shot, if Avram is the daughter of the Kala also, if Avram is the father of the Kala also, he can't marry off Yitzchak to a girl that's younger because there's a din. He's in kind mitzvahs. Oh, but this that he made a shidduch with Rivka, even if Rivka is like a 3. What's that? 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 Or even if not, what's the argument that the Mechutin is marrying off the Ketan? But if it would be his daughter, he can't marry her. So the emphasis is type told she was 14. Even if Rivka was 3, it still makes sense. With Rivka, can I make a shidduch? Or with his own daughter, if she was a Ketan, he couldn't make a shidduch. And that's the cheshbon, Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil, and he didn't have a daughter. He doesn't have a daughter. Dr. Zuchan HaShidduch. But now I have a shayla faket. Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil, the other pshat was that he did have a daughter. We even asked if he had a daughter, let him make a shidduch with her. So we said through it, and Tosfos says through it. But what's the connection? Hashem, he has a daughter, and that's why we're looking at shidduch. If anything, it was a shverkas, we gave it to him. What's the hemshech hapos? Heard what's a chiddush? Why is Avram Avinu zuching a shidduch for Yitzchak? Why is not zuching a shidduch for himself? He wasn't the kind of ruler of Levi. He has a son, he doesn't have a daughter. But the pasuk says, no, he has a daughter also. He has a daughter also. And Zuchan Hashidduch for Yitzchak. Shalos Faket. If Hashem Berechas Avram Bakoil means that he didn't have a daughter, why is Hakim not Zuchan Hashidduch for himself? If this total is true, after Koyd the Matan Torah, you don't need a Ben and a Bas. Ben is enough. And this, that's the Cheshbon. The Chassam Sofer writes a different chapter. Hashem Berechas Avram Bakoil. He says Bakoil in Bimilui. Bimilui means when you make the gematria, you spell out the letters Beis Chof Lamed. Adds up to Shofar. Hashem Berechas Avram Bakoil means Shofar. Shofar. Avram Avinu on the S'chus of the Akedah. The S'chus of the Akedah, we know that the Shofaris of the Isle of the Akedah, one is the Shofar of Matan Torah, and one is the Shofar of Asad Lavi of the Geula. It's all in the Akedah. Everything is in the Akedah. Hashem Berechas Avram Bakoil. Bakoil in that Shofar, lift out. Shofar Shel Mashiach, Shofar Shel Matan Torah. Also the Gidin, from that Isle of the Akedah, is with Dovid HaMelech's heart. To make the clean again for the Hillim. The Koyach of Tfilah. Tfilah is Tfilah. Tfilah is the Koyach of Tfilah. There was once an Alta Freud, she asked, what's the Kunz Dogger Melch Machtil and Shaitach and Sidr? But the Tehillim is the Koyach of Tfilah from Dogger Melch. It's all about Koyach. It's all in the Koyach of Akkad, which is Avram. Hashem Berech is Avram. Bakoyach. I don't know what's the pshat. I'm already it says, "Va'avram zokin bo bayomim." Bo bayomim could be read bo days yomim. He came with his 2 days. What's a 2 days? Every person has 2 days. If you go to the base of kvaris, on most of the kvarim, there's 2 days: the day they were born, the day they died. In between, there's a little dash. Noilad, chav ches, tafreshayim, gimel, and nifter. Bo days yomim. Everyone comes with those 2 days. You have to know how to fill in the dash. Ikur is what do you do with the dash? How do you fill in your dash? Go by yomim. You have to come back with those beis yomim, but not the beis yomim. What's in between the beis yomim? Dost hat mikum. Now he says Eliezer was a shliach. Eliezer was a shliach to marry Rivka. And then if he makes to make a shvua that he's not going to be makadisher to someone from the Knaini, why does he make him a shvua? Why isn't it enough to make a tnai? Make a tnai in the shlichas. He's giving Eliezer a koich of shlichas to make the chalois. He can make a tnai. It won't be chal if it's not from the. What does he need to make a shvuah? He mashbiyah him. The Gemara learns that from here in the Kitas Chepes. He was mashbiyah him on the Mokim Amila because it was the first mitzvah. Yomim, we have the Kitas Chepes of Sepetoira, Mezuzah, the Tefillin. He was mashbiyah on the Mokim Amila. Rashi says because it was his first mitzvah. First mitzvah. I was mesupik. What does Rashi mean? It was his first mitzvah. Does Rashi mean why did he do mila and not tefillin and other things? From Avinu kept all mitzvahs. Teretz says mila was his first mitzvah. But I explain it differently. Why did he do it on his mila? Why not Eliezer's mila or Yishmael's mila, someone else's mila? So Rashi says it was the first. And the only remembers we handled the Pashas Lech Lecha. Was Avram Avinu mal himself first, or was he mal everyone else first? But then the doing on Rashi that he was mal himself first, if that's what Rashi means. Mitzvah Rishoyin Eloi, it was his first mitzvah. That's why he was mashbiyim on his mila. By Yorit Lovan Ela'ish, we have to get sent with the shlichos. I'm going to move on. He comes with Asara Gemalim. What is Asara Gemalim? The Taisa says in Ksubas, they learn out here that you make the bracha of Birkas Erisin. You need Asara. So the Asara Gemalim came with 10 Roichve Gemalim. They were the minion. We were the minion. So this is the minion. So Eliezer comes running. Now Eliezer comes running because he thought that he heard that Avraham Avinu had a daughter, Bar Koil. And he thought they're coming to look for a shidduch for his daughter. So he thought he's the candidate, he's looking for him. So he came running. Then he saw the tachshitim on Rivka, and vice versa, the amount of tachshitim, it wasn't to the sister of the, it wasn't the matanas that he sent just for the sister-in-law, and he topped that pakeret, and he looked for Rivka, so then he stopped running. But he tells Eliezer, Anoichi panisi abayit, I cleaned out the house. How did he clean out the house so quickly? He said, he means he cleaned it out from the Avodah Zarah. He came running, how did he do it so quickly? I heard lots of shot. He did bittle avoy dezor. Bittle. Do bittle. And they say he's bittle. He say pet. And he will find it a bite. There's no avoy dezor in the house anymore. Avoy dezor, look, it's not avoy dezor. He did bittle. If he needs to say a bite, he did bittle on the avoy dezor. Did the stira a little bit in the Shaka Vataria, did Eliezer first give the Tachshitim and then he asked Basmiat? Or first he asked Basmiat and then he asked Tachshitim? When the Torah describes the story, it says he gave her the Tachshitim without asking, and then only afterwards he asked Basmiat. But when he's saying over the story a second time, then he says that first he asked Basmiat. So it's machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Did the Torah mishana it, or did he or was Eliezer mishana it the second time? And after me this, because the Gemara says Eliezer was shol shaloi kahoygen. Gemara says in Tainus because he doesn't know who's going to come out. Maybe he's asking who's going to come out. Maybe Chigeres the Suma. Maybe it's Rashi Tosfos. Maybe Mamzeres the Chalal. Maybe not Miyuchas. But if you learn that he already asked Basmiat, so then he already knows that. The only thing left is Yochel Chigeres Esuma. The Pasuk says later on, Pasuk Nun Gimel, so the Eved comes and he gives Klei Kesef and Klei Zov, and he gives Migdonois L'Achia B'Le'ima. He gives Migdonois food to the brother and the mother. Where's Besul? Where's Besul? Migdonois Nosan L'Achia B'Le'ima. Where's Besul? Interesting. Two psukim later, Basuk says, Vayoymer Achia V'Ima Teshav Anar Eitonu. Let him stay a little by us. Shtelt Rashi. Where's Besul? The Rashi Basul died. He wanted to poison Eliezer, and by accident he ate the poison, and Eliezer died. Why doesn't the shtel took so come earlier? McDonald is not some lachiyah. Rashi should already shtel. Where's Besuel? And say he's dead. Over there Rashi doesn't shtel. Ayoyim lachiyah ve'ima. Over there Rashi shtel. So I was thinking like this. From McDonald is not some lachiyah ve'ima is not a right. Maybe he didn't want to eat. But by Yoyim, why are they talking? Where's Besuel? Where's the Rosh HaMishpacha? Why are they the ones requesting that she should stay? There is a dear Fred Rashi. Where's Besuel? He's not missing a line and his daughter should stay. Where's Besuel? Zot Rashi. Besuel died. Oh, but beforehand by McDonald's, maybe he didn't want to eat. I'm always a little sharper. When you marry off a child, the chosen and kala by a chosen have to fast. But one of the reasons is a shuva. But another reason is because you can't be a shikr, and maybe you'll become a shaker before the chuppah. So you have to make sure not to eat and drink. When a father is marrying off his daughter, see, he's the one that, if that's the reason, if it's not an Indian of chazor of a shuva, if it's an Indian of to be bedas by the chuppah, so he has to fast. So Avada Besuel is not eating because he's fasting. He's marrying off his daughter. And that's why he didn't eat from the McDonald's. I think him a gefred. So how did he die from the poison? The internet said she was eating. Oh, but the MS is I saw that the Meshech Chochma learns Faket. The Meshech Chochma says, what does it mean to McDonald's Nosan Velachi Velima? McDonald's means little cloyas for guys and nuts. Not the main Suda. There was a flesh of a Suda. There was a flesh of a Suda. But they were a Velim because their father died. He goes, don't forget, the soul's already dead. So they couldn't eat from the Suda. So to them, he gave McDonald's. He gave them some nuts. Some agoiz and McCloyds. Faket, they weren't part of the Suda. He gave them McDonald's. Oh, but he shtelt on the Meshech Chochma. So why does Rashi shtel that the soul is dead only two psukim later? Like him, the soul's already dead. They were a Velim. That's why they gave him McDonald's. So I'm telling you, Zed. Avada, mitzad the etim potik of McDonald's, it wouldn't be right that the soul's dead. Maybe sometimes he didn't want to eat, maybe he was fasting, this is also richtig. Of the nocta that Saibi, when Mechadis said Besuel died, Avadil and Afreya now, so to Meshach Hogma, yet Tavich Pshat and McDonald's Eichid. McDonald's means there wasn't the place you could stood there because they were available. Oh, but you can't spark from McDonald's. McDonald's have a Yegivach under a Pshat. The Meshach Hogma's masking, you could say under a Pshat. Oh, but anyway, nocta were proving that Besuel died, so to Meshach Hogma, now you could say McDonald's nocta could be because they were available, they couldn't eat from the meat. You have it at the end of the parsha. Avram Avinu, by Yosef Avram, by Yikar Ishu Shmo Keturah. Interesting. Gemara in Zvachim Daf Samach Beis. The Gemara says that the nephews of Rav Tarfon were sitting in front of him, and Rav Tarfon started reading the pasuk, and he said, by Yosef Avram, by Yikar Ishu Shmo Yochni. So he told him, Avshay Keturah. So he started reading them the Bnei Keturah. Unclear in the Gemara. I saw Pshat from Chaim Kanievsky. We notice the Machlokes we showing him. If Keturah is Hogar, well, Keturah is a different issue. So Rav Tarfon wanted to go like the Shita that she was someone else. It wasn't her. So he said, Vayikach Ishu Shema Yochi, it's Mandarin, Yochi. So he asked him, say Keturah. And Keturah, the Chazal Darshan, it means that she was Kosher Pischa, meaning they were saying the Shvach of Hogar, that she did not go with anyone else in between. So Shetach Keturah represents Kosher Pischa, so it's Mashkat Hogar. So Kori Alei Bnei Keturah, he went and quoted in the Pasuk in Divrei Ayomim where it says, and over there it's Mavur, that it's not the same person. And mainly you have to say it was somebody else. Oh, but whether it's Hogar or someone else, is it Moira the Gazak? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Nun Tes that Avram Avinu was Nitzave in Milo. Zok the Gemara, but even though Avram Avinu was Nitzave in Milo, Yishmael doesn't have Milo. Because we darshan ki be Yitzchok yikari lechazera. Yitzchok. Not Yishmael. And Eshav doesn't have Milo. Yitzchok, be Yitzchok, but like call Yitzchok, only Yankiv has Milo. Aye, what about Bnei Keturah Zokti Gemara? No. Esprisi Hefar, the Pasuk says there. Bnei Keturah have Mila. And I heard once a pshat, why did Bnei Keturah have Mila and Bnei Shmuel not? Because even if it's from both from Hagar, Aber Hagar was a mitzris and a shifcha, and Yishmuel therefore has that din, and he doesn't have the din of Milas Avram. Aber then, when he sent Hagar away, it was a shiluach, it was a shichrur. And when he takes Keturah back now, so then they have a heferet. Then there are etvos more of them, Afrega. And they have the din of Milas of Avram. Bnei Avram have a mitzvah of Mila, Bnei Keturah also. They're the children of Avram. So So it's machlokes rishonim. Rashi with the Sanhedrin on Tet says, who's chayiv and mila by bnei keturah? These six children, only that door. Zimron, Yokshan, Midon, Midyon, Yishbok, and Shuach. Those six children of Midyon. But not Lidoiris. In Rambam state, Lidoiris, bnei keturah, achayiv, and mila. And the Rambam says, Ad kedekach, bnei keturah, achayiv, to mal their children. And the emes, if they don't, if it, then keturah doesn't malish child, it's chayiv mis. You know, because bnei noyach, chayiv mis on sheva mitzvahs bnei noyach. Here we have a new ben noyach, specific ben noyach, who's a ben keturah. He's chayiv avad in sheva mitzvahs, but he has an eighth one. As we say, heifar l'rabi is bnei keturah. Or bnei noyach, there's a cloud, whatever they're chayiv, they're chayiv misa. So if ben keturah doesn't malish, so he's chayiv misa. Zok the Rambam, grada, they're not going to be chayiv misa. Because he says bnei keturah and bnei shmol got mixed together. And since it's a suffix, so it's not neroginoval. Of a be'ez, klapishmai, a ben keturah, is ne'erogin on a bittel esek. So there's a famous shagasari, and the shagasari wants to know if b'nei keturah, mamash chayiv mila. We know the Gemara says in the Doran that if a person makes a neder, that he's not going to have enough from a mohol, so he's not allowed to have enough from any yid, even if this is a yid that doesn't have a bris mila. Because a yid is mohol, even if he doesn't have a bris mila. And he's allowed to have enough from any oral, from any goy, even if it does have a bris mila. Because a goy is bechefza an oral, a yid is bechefza a mohol. We typed it up the other week, we said, a moira de gedar her, that arelus and mila means that a person, Avram Avinu was 248, Avram Avinu was gemakri 248, Avram was 243, then he was finally misak in his last 5 day bar, 248, and then he's ready to be mal the orlus. A bregoy is kule orlus, his whole amaki bar is orlus, but pas, he was mal himself from that aver, his kol kule is orlus, a goy is orlus. And fakir, if a person made a nether, he's not going to have enough from Arelim, so then he's usher to have enough from goyim, and he's allowed to have enough from a yid, even if the yid is not more. Fret the shagasari, it doesn't say that the b'nei keturah are different. B'nei keturah should be mehulim. B'nei keturah chayiv and mila, they're raisa. So the shagasari learned that abad and b'nei keturah are not chayiv in priya. When it's in priya, Avram Avinu, El Di Moshe Yeshua, Mor says in Yevamos, and b'nei keturah don't have priya, and therefore it's a different gather. They're still called arayim. They don't have priya. Also the Gemara of the Zohar, that chavzayim, that a goy can't be a moil for a yid, or a b'nei keturah could be a moil. Abad and Adi says. Then keturah has mila, doesn't have priya. Oh, but the mila that he has is in mila. That's so interesting. You know, it says by Yichad Yisroel that Yisroel, when he came to be Megayer, he sharpened the knife. There's many shotim. One of the shotim the Gemara says is by Yichad Yisroel that he took a sharp knife and he mauled himself. Correct the Marsha over there. Sanhedrin, that's not Dalit. Yisroel is from Midyon. Midyon is one of the six bnei keturah. Bnei keturah, anyways, do mila. So Yisrael about had a meal already. What's by Yichad Yisrael? Shver Akash, the mice now wants to be Megayer as a Yid. But then Keturah did meal. He doesn't have to be Megayer now, do a Tavaz Dambri or something. But the Marshal says, no, he did Priya. Priya he hadn't done yet. I was Ben Keturah, he didn't do Priya. By Yichad Yisrael, I heard once a Pshat, for Priya Bazun, he did a sharp knife. Priya, by Yichad, took it for the Priya. The Rambam says that Vival Pazmanazer, B'nai Keturah, and B'nai Yishmael, when it's Arabu Zebazer, so they're both Chayiv Misafik. No, you're not going to be Chayiv Misa because it's like you don't know for sure if it's a Ben Keturah, but Misafik they're Chayiv. So, Frek Tashav Gisari, the Gemara says that Sancheriv came and was Mevalbal all the Umais. Lamashal, that's why Pazmanazer, we know a Ger, a Doimi, or an Amoini, Mayavi, these things are Usr, even if they're Megayer, they're Usr. Mitzvah to Shloish Doiris and Doimi, Moini Me'avi, are also all the Doiris. It's not the Gay of his Manazet, because in this Arbu, in this Balbu, we call the Umas, and there's no one Vade that he's an Amoini, a Me'avi. It's all in the Vulbu. And you say, Machan Roy, a guy's Megayer, maybe he's an Amoini. Everything was Mavulus, maybe he's Takan Amoini. Maybe this Gay is a Ben Achaben from Amoini. You know, you say, Machan Roy, Samachan Roy. No, so you say Machan Roif. So why do you tell me that the Nekturah B'nei Shmuel? You say Machan Roif. Zogt, brings the Noyeh Behuda, Mechaschana talks about this also. Goyim don't have the din of Roif. Goyim don't have the din of Roif. So when a Goy is Megayer, and now he's a Yid, and you want to tell me, at Shepard, he's an Amoini, right? Amoini means after he's Megayer, he's still a Brahm, right? So this Goy was Megayer, now he's Jewish. He's Jewish, he's Chayv and Tariyah Mitzvahs. Child is a Ger Amoini who's about to chayiv and tariyah mitzvahs, but he's a possible cow. You don't have to be choishes that he's an Amoyim, you're Soymech on Roiv. Or we don't have a Vedin Doim. On a Goy, you don't have a Din of Roiv. And the Pella is Pumfaker, if you don't have a Din of Roiv. So all Goyim should be Chayim and Mila. Maybe the Ben Keturah. You don't have Roiv. You're not Soymech on Roiv by Goy. No, you had a Goy, the Chash Ben Keturah. And then it's a Chash Chiyav Nisa. The Yosef, the Murray, the Gazach, the Mishnah Lamelech brings down that a Ben Keturah, since he's Chayim and Mila, again, we're dealing with a deraisa to give them. I want to make this clear. It's not that they're abundant. There's a deraisa of goyim, ethnic of goyim. They're not Magar. They're doing Shevim and Benoyah. But if he's a Ben Keturah, if he's a Ben Achaden from Keturah, so he's chayiv in the deraisa in Milo. And it's a whole shayla with the Mechasin of Clare. Is there a thing that the father has to adopt to do it? Now, Akhide Gaf, it's a Shanta. I'm already exact. In the Hagoya from the son of the Mechaber of the Mechasin, at the end of Mechasin, Mitzvah Beis, Anila, says a pupil, there's a Yidu with the Gazach. Not for now, it's Ramon and this Nakuda. The Gemara says that only a father is chayiv in Mila, not a mother. Why? Because it says, Vayomar Ramon says, it's Benoi, Kashativa, Oi soy, Elikin, Oi soy, Beloy, Oi soy. Famous Gemara, the Revolution of Protest, Oi soy, Beloy, Oi soy. Only a father is chayiv to Malasa, not a mother. Fred Toys is the Ramban, the Ritual, the Rishoyin, the Mishnah Srid. It's a mitzvah says, Shazman Groma. Mila is a mitzvah says, Shazman Groma. So Avada, only a father is chayiv, woman of Chotter. This Ephacha, maybe more. Echav etlach etzvel of drites and trotsam on the kasha. It's a big sugya. Amolach is a harifas. I want to shayla, a guy to fraga if he should give this toys to his shver or to his father. And there's an inyan, they say that to give it to the father's father because a viov also has a din. A viov also has a gnissa chiv of the matayra of milo to be, take care of the mitzvahs of ben ala'av. So shal maybe also a viimoy. So gechazoy, if an imoy is only potter because of zman groma, so granted she's in the cave, her father's a man, it's a zohar. So Mali the Avi Ava, Mali the Avi Ima. But if it's a meat, or you saw, or you saw, let's get this Avi Ava for you. Yeah. That's not great to say, but what does the Ben HaMachaber of the Mentor's Chinuch say? He says, you know why you need Oisei V'lo Yisof for B'nei Keturah? He says, B'nei Keturah al Goyim. By Goyim, you don't have the idea of the Zman Groma. The Emma says, by the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noyach, none of them come out in the Zman Groma. But the Mentor's Chinuch says, there's no dinner of Zman Groma by Ben Noyach. So by Ben Noyach, a father and a mother will be chayiv equally. They're far off from that drosha, I saw, well, I saw that by Bnei Keturah only a father's chayiv, not a mother. Now we know a Ben Keturah's chayiv misa for not doing his essay. Now, a Bederakal by Mila, if a person doesn't have Mila, if he himself doesn't do Mila's chayiv karis, the father's not, the father's only a mitzvah's essay. But when the kid himself is in his gadol and he doesn't have his chayiv karis. But more than that, by Ben Keturah, it's the issue of chayiv misa. So the Mishnah Melech says, land with this, Mishnah Melech says, if a Ben Keturah takes his son, and he mouths him on the seventh day, which is before this man, and he patched it up, now there's nothing left to do. He chopped it off. Chayiv Misa! Why? Because he took away the mitzvah. He had an opportunity tomorrow on the eighth day. Right? Ben Keturah is also B'yem HaShmini, huh? The same parasha. Didn't B'yem HaShmini. So he patched it away. He says, Chayiv Misa! And it's a murder dik azach. The Mechas Chinuch thinks of Shtark. Mechas Chinuch says, a murder dik yisoy de milu b'chlal, not for Ben Keturah. He says, if a person comes on the seventh day, and totally is misalik, the whole thing is choytich, the whole thing. It's not a smart thing to do. But you didn't do an avera. Meaning, let's say a guy owns a four-cornered beggar. And then he sells it to someone. So now he can't do the mitzvah. He didn't do anything wrong. A guy has chametz on Purim. And instead of keeping it and being makayin tashbis on Erev Pesach, he already got rid of it 3 weeks before. So he avoided that he doesn't have the mitzvah. Okay. If he wants, then go get it again. Fine. Go buy more chametz. Meal also. You misalik the whole arus. Fire is mat. Not suggested. It's not a bittul essay. The essay wasn't muttal on you yet. The same way by every meal he says it's like gara from the moichra the alif nafs. It's a chiddush because over there, you know, you can always go back tomorrow and buy a new bag. Here, a river is a river. But doctor was it. But it wasn't as man chiyav yet. It's not kedai to do. Yeah, but maybe it's chavola or so. It's not a problem. No, but it's not a bittul me. I bazoi. Then there wouldn't be a chiyav me. Says the mishnah melachayim. This is a great machloikis. Mishnah melachman says chinuch. It's by Bnei Keturah, but their chelik is taka b'chalal. I think you can meal a good.
Thanks. The guy doesn't meal early.
As his time is out to the Kabbalah.
What?
As his time is out to the Kabbalah.
Oh, the Ben Noyer.